Hi, this is Justin Taylor with Novell with another Chalk Talk. One of the questions that gets commonly asked is, what is this whole roles thing? Why is everything called roles this or roles that? What does it mean, and why are customers interested, or why should your customers be interested? Now, we can go and spend a lot of time doing research on roles, but what we want to do today is make sure that you, our sales force, understand what roles are and how to position them with the customer. So today, as you go through and watch this particular Chalk Talk, make sure you take that away. What is it that makes roles so important and valuable to a customer? What problems are they trying to solve? And then also how you can use the whiteboard versus a PowerPoint presentation to explain it to them using simple terminology. Let's go to the whiteboard. Now let's take a look at how we've traditionally done things. So we know that we have done things in the past in a manual process. And obviously, as a software company that deals with automation and identity management, we're trying to get away from that. We're trying to move to the automated world, where again, the systems are actually doing what we've told them to do. We're trying to get rid of that policy by memo notion, which is an individual comes in, they write a particular memo, a hard document, they forward it out to a million different people, and what happens? Well, some people will implement it correctly, some will do it incorrectly, some will ignore it, and some will ask you, what memo? That's the problem that we had with the manual processes. So over the years, Novell has done a lot of innovation to automate this process of taking a memo or a paper-based policy and to put it into an electronic system as an electronic policy. Now, these electronic policies can then have something that will enforce them and keep them in check versus an individual that has to do that work. So we're trying to get away from this and move towards this, that automated enforcement of the policy. But this also opened up some new challenges because as I got more and more policies in the system, you can imagine for all the different types of individuals that I have, meaning different positions. Let's say if you're in a bank teller, the bank manager, the customer, all these different roles that I have to deal with. Can you imagine what those policies look like? We probably started off with some simple list of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different rules that dictated out, okay, if this particular type of user comes in, do this. Well, now because of the fact that this is becoming so popular, this list of different rules has become exponentially more difficult. And it becomes more difficult to manage, as well as being able to understand in this environment. Now we've also added some new complexities to the world. So not only do I have a whole bunch of different people, different types of users that I have to manage, and all these different rules, I now have to deal with something called separation of duties. Now, what is separation of duties? Well, some of you probably know what Sarbanes-Oxley is, or SOX. There's a particular section there, 404. We're not going to go into that in this particular Chalk Talk. But section 404 deals with how do I make sure that individuals cannot override or bypass these rules and policies that are put into place by having too many different rights that would allow them to do, let's say, not only a request, but also an approval in the system. So this is what we mean by separation of duties, that there has to be a difference between a requester and an approver, at a very simple definition there. So how am I going to manage that? Because if I was trying to do that within the rules, you can imagine what those rules are going to look like. They're going to be even more complex. So when we deal with roles in general, what we're trying to do is to put an abstraction between the individual, the person, and the policies that they need to be managed with, as well as the particular privileges or entitlements that they need to have in order to do their job. So we put this in the middle. Now, why we put it in the middle? Well, this role becomes an abstraction. Now I don't have to deal with a particular person assigned to a particular policy. I'm going to create a rule that'll say if a person has these particular characteristics or attributes, I'm going to automatically add them to that role. And because I have this abstraction point now built into the system, I can now start to put in the fact that, okay, if the person is occupying role A, they cannot occupy role B. It is not allowed. It becomes a much simpler way for me to abstract this. Roles also can be hierarchical in nature. I can put roles in that say, okay, well, I'm going to start off with a really basic role. This is for everybody. And I'm also going to then have different roles based upon who you are in an organization, maybe your position or grade within the company, location, and anything else that I can think of. And I can have these work together. But I can now also have that capability to dictate out where those separations have to be put into place. Now, one of the key reasons why this is so important, though, isn't just from the fact that I now have this abstraction, but it's also in who can understand it. And let's talk about that. To get more information on this, we're going to elaborate on this when we get into the Access Governance Suite and its particular Chalk Talks and its features. But for now, let's take a quick look at why roles can be important about who sees this information. If we think about it, we have a business side of the company. These are the suits, right? The MBA types. And at the same time, I have the tech guys. And sometimes these guys are at odds, hopefully not. But a lot of times it's not that they're at odds, it's just simply that they don't understand each other. That's the main problem that they have. And so the business comes in and says, well, I need individuals who are in this particular role, let's say bank teller, I need them to have certain types of access. And they're going to list all these different requirements for me. The problem is on the tech side, bank teller doesn't mean a whole lot to me. I'm looking more at, okay, what are the attributes that are going to dictate out whether you're a bank teller? So how do I get those characteristics or attributes again for them? And then down here, I've got some bizarre name. I'm going to have something completely different. This role may be called, because of naming convention, you know, BT underscore SLC underscore blah, blah, blah at the end of the day. And because of this fact, we get this bizarre thing happening where business doesn't understand what IT's talking about. Tech doesn't always understand what the bank's talking about because, again, we don't have this ability to abstract this. So by using roles, we now get a way to abstract it. I can now put this role in the middle here for bank teller, move it from just being a paper-based policy. I'm going to put it in here as a definition. And no matter how I list this down here in all these different systems, because there's going to be many versions of this because of the many different privileges they need, the business is always able to look at this and understand, okay, well, this particular individual has this type of rights based upon this particular role, and vice versa. Technology and business can now communicate. This is some of the aspects of roles that are so very important to a business. Again, take these main points away. It is about abstracting information or abstracting users from the policies that affect them. By putting that middle layer inside of there, I have a much easier way to manage the system. I also have a way to deal with complex issues such as least privilege or separation of duties issues in order to make the system much more manageable, as well as to foster visibility and communication between the different aspects of the company. So this has been Justin Taylor with this really quick way that you could possibly, one, understand roles for yourselves and also explain it to your company.